what Jalen's like.
Scatter! Scatter!
6 seconds left. These little punks.
Scatter a technical squad!
That was Saves the Day from their album Through Being Cool.
Yeah. Tonight's the, on the emo rock tip. Because I'm, so far I picked all the music, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Saves the Day, kind of inspired by that Jersey school of, punk.
They've only got one school in Jersey. Everyone has to go to it. Sometimes it's a real pain if you live on the borders.
Right, okay, that's enough. And then, before that was the Get Up Kids with, My Apology from their last album they released called
Something to Write Home About.
Yeah, Something to Write Home About.
Oh, and the first song we played was from a band called Daryl.
Yeah, they're awesome. Awesome guys. I mean, that's just a personal endorsement. I think that they're nice people. And I mean, the song's really good too. And that song was called Radio's Replaceable.
Yeah, you can find the album on Urinine Records, and it's Communication Breakdown is the album. So there's all the information you can possibly All right, WEFT 90.1 FM, right about now, a little segment where we can tell you about the world. There's a whole big world out there. There's you, there's your talking radio box, and there's the world out there. The world does not love you quite so much as your talking radio box does, and does not deserve the devotion that your talking radio box does. But you ought to, if the talking radio box suggests it, and we will suggest, go out to the places that are safe. Enjoy some things about the outside world, because it'll only remind you why you need to stay near your talking radio box every Sunday at 10. At least a few more weeks. Then you need to move up to Chicago.
Okay, now...
Little segment.
No, thanks. I'm feeling all morose.
Yeah, me too.
A little segment where we're going to tell you the places that are safe. Tell you what to think about them, just in case you get confused. A little segment called Super Happy Fun Time Public Service Announcements.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Public Service Announcements. That's it.
Okay.
That was not much I can do myself, man. I'm not, what am I, the other guys over here? Come on. The Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana. They is Baroque. That wasn't even the joke I had planned, but I forgot that that's what it sounded like when you said that out loud. We'll present a 3-day festival of music on July 28th, 29th, and 30th. Commemorating the 250th anniversary of the death of Johann Sebastian Bach, and thank God that bastard is dead. Thank God that he was a tyrant. He ruled with an iron fist. So many people put to death under his tyrannical rule.
3-day festival, wow. They really were happy about
it. They really hated him.
Like a day and a half, yeah! They're still thrilled about it.
Seriously. That's amazing. Okay, now it gets even funnier. A chamber music concert for 3 days will take place at Grace Lutheran Church on Friday, July 28th at 8 p.m. There will be 2 concerts on Saturday, July 29th. The organ music of Bach will be presented on 4 different organs, one being played by a monkey. Starting at First Presbyterian Church, Urbana, at 1:30 p.m., followed by a Bach Memorial Concert at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church at 8 p.m. The final concert of the festival is the St. Matthew Passion, with soloists, double chorus, and double orchestra, and double wide. It's a double wide performance. In the Wesley United Methodist Church, Urbana, starting at 3:30 p.m. Tickets for all festival events can be purchased at the door. For further, in which door? Not at a door, but at the door. So that says that at one of these doors. So if you want to find out what door, call 384-2502.
Okay. Dial a Story, a free service of the Champaign Public Library, is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's available now That's what it's basically saying.
That's nice.
It's available right off after we get off the air.
11:27 on a Sunday night.
Oh, it's there.
Nothing's available then.
Oh, but it is. And we are. We're better. To hear a free classic children's story, just call 359-2665. That's 359-BOOK. Book.
I kind of want to do it and then hold it up to the microphone.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're... Yeah. Maybe we're allowed. I don't know if we're allowed to do that.
No.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Rebroadcasting it.
Right.
But you're not for profit.
Yeah.
No, just you are. Not Mark Hyden, non for profit. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I like to act as though it's a choice to be non for profit. People with low vision can get assistance at the Champaign Public Library. The Central Library has handheld magnifiers, large print books, and a closed circuit magnifying screen to help you see better. Call 356-1542 for more information. Got different phone numbers for our... Oh, the last three have the same phone number. I guess it makes sense. It wouldn't be on the dial story.
If somebody called up the dial story. Today, Humpty Dumpty... Hello! Hello, I need some help seeing! Humpty Dumpty sat on the... Hello, is there anybody there? Hello!
So I was thinking, since they did 359 book for dial story, what could the 1542 in the phone number for people who can't see worth anything stand for? Like, you know, 356 BLND.
That's a good one. CNTRD. It's too many letters.
Yeah, it's too many.
CNTRD. No, it's still too many.
It could be like 356 who you. WHOU.
Nice.
I think, yeah, all right. I'm running with
Woo!
That. You really place a lot of trust in the Champaign Public Library if you've got low vision, you know. That's, you place a lot of trust in what they're saying there. Oh, you want to read the Bible? Sure. Bible says, you give me $10. I can't see that.
They have that painted on all the hand magnifiers.
Yeah.
But like at the right size, so when you're looking at words, it just looks like one of the lines in the book as you pay.
I say the history of human literature is positively obsessed with giving the Champaign Public Library $10. It's a British man. It's very bad sight. The Champaign Public Library Bookmobile takes videos, books, and magazines to your neighborhood. In case your neighborhood collectively don't want to get up off the couch and go to the library up itself. On its current schedule, the Bookmobile visits more than 20 Champaign neighborhoods each week. What an achiever. Call 356-1542 for the location nearest you or by the proposal currently on the floor. 356, who you? Find out where the Bookmobile
like
is.
That.
Adventures of the Bookmobile in the Ghetto. Y'all got any crack?
No, but we have Moby Dick.
I'll shoot you.
Oh, that was so funny.
It was. It was. They're all on drugs and they all want to shoot each other in the ghetto, is the idea. Do you love to read?
I just want the Moby Dick thing.
But are housebound because of poor health or physical condition?
You big fat ass!
Lazy bastard. No, there are plenty of people who have poor health or physical conditions who are just housebound, you know? Champaign Public Library will... Why am I making apologies for them? They're not going to come down here and yell at us. This is, you know, if the phone's nearby, we'll get yelled at. But what are the odds? Champaign Public Library will deliver books and other...
I put it on my stomach last week. I haven't seen it since then. Quick, rummage through the folds. Find the phone.
Tried to dial a cannoli. It was
in my ass.
Champaign Public Library will deliver books and other materials to your home. The service is free and available to all residents of Champaign. Please call 356-1542. 356, who are you? For more information on the library's free home delivery system. Just so impatient, you can't wait for the Bookmobile.
I know.
There's more than 20 neighborhoods a week.
Jeez.
It's a lot. It's more than you do.
Does there come through our neighborhood?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Oh, let's get some ice cream. Have you got any ice cream?
No, we have Moby Dick.
I'm going to shoot you.
God.
Because in our neighborhood, they shoot each other.
McKinley Toastmasters Club offers opportunities to gain self-confidence and build career skills through tips and practice in public speaking. Toastmasters welcomes guests to its meeting every Thursday evening at 5:45 at the Champaign Park District Springer Cultural Center at the northwest corner, of Randolph and Church Streets in downtown Champaign. We now take you... The Toastmasters usually welcome guests. Last week, when they welcomed guests, they welcomed evil. Toastmasters, rye?
Wheat?
Italian?
Sourdough.
Toastmasters, I bring this meeting to order.
Tunk, tunk, tunk.
We have a guest today.
Yes?
Today's guest is an English muffin.
Oh, hmm, hmm.
I say.
It talks strange.
I bet you wouldn't even realize that it's me. Who is this mysterious visitor? Will he spell doom for the Toastmasters? It's D-O-O-M, you morons. Will the mighty Rye manage to utter a full sentence? Tune in next week at 5:45 at the Springer Cultural Center to find out. Weren't the English muffins the bad guys in the first Toastmasters?
Yeah, they were.
I forgot about that bit of continuity, and then...
I was thinking it's about time for the Toastmasters to have a big budget movie, you know?
Really?
The plotting, yeah, the plotting...
I really want to get Hugh Jackman to play Rye, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think he'd do really well. Okay. Get Brian Singer to direct. Oh, the door's opening. Maybe milkshakes.
No, it's not.
It's not milkshakes.
No.
Why don't you have milkshakes? Okay. For more information about McKinley Toastmasters Club, call 355-1406 or that'd be 355-WEE or 398-2786.
Hopefully you won't reach, you know, when you call the McKinley Toastmasters information line, somebody who hasn't really taken their training to heart, or else, you know, they'll just confidently speak at you for hours and hours and hours.
This is true. They don't like to be interrupted either.
Wouldn't be any good.
No.
The UIUC Child Care Task Force is working on having a parent's office in new buildings on campus, which is an area where students, faculty, and staff can work while having their children with them. I wish them luck with this whole organizational effort. But let me tell you, handcuffs will do the trick.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I was all for this until I realized that one of the buildings that they wanted to put the parent office in is the Silver Bullet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you should be bringing your kids to work with you.
No, you shouldn't.
Honey, now just shake it. Shake it, don't break it, honey. That's good enough. I'm sure you'll make at least $1.
I'll probably make more than that. I'm very sick, though. If you want more information and would like to express your support of the idea, just call them up and say, hey, great
nice
idea.
Job.
I'm not giving you any money or helping you out, but I want to express my support.
You guys are great. I support you.
Contact, there's a whole bunch of stuff written out, scribbled out. Apparently Mark Leff has gone solo here. He had some other people with him, but Mark Leff, apparently there's a schism in the Child Care Task Force, and he's writing this one alone. Some ideological differences.
Well, Leff wanted to get divorced, mm-hmm. and couldn't under the original rigorous standards of the...
How do you footnote? We don't know that.
Oh, no, I know. It was just a joke. I was making an allegory to, never mind, the Anglican Church. I'll just be quiet.
I understand. I just don't want Mark Leff's children.
It wasn't libel. It was
You know, in case Mark Leff's children are listening to the show.
Tommy!
Daddy's getting divorced. He's going to take us to work and abandon us.
Daddy hates Mommy. Well, he does.
And a DF footnote. At m-lef@uiuc.edu or the phone number 244-2087 Or you can see the Women in Computer Science of, well, presumably Markloff is not one, webpage at women.cs.uiuc.edu/building.
I heard it's $19.95 a month, though, for the Women in Computer Science site.
The Women of Computer Science.
But you can usually get a cracked password.
Yeah, turn your sound card off before you go to the Women in Computer Science. Terrible middies.
Yeah.
C++.
But and you really have to, yeah, you really have to be into that. They have to, it's a very dedicated fetish.
Mm-hmm.
Champaign County Senior Services offers free door-to-door van routes anywhere in the county.
Well, ain't that nice?
Yeah, that's really nice of them. This service is provided through a partnership between the Senior Services of Champaign County and the American Red Cross, which is better. It was originally this service was originally provided through a partnership between the Senior Services of Champaign County and the Hollywood Stunt Drivers Association. But they found that just wasn't working too much. Hold on, Grandma!
All right!
It's a good thing I had roll bars installed. Funding is provided by the Champaign County Board, Townships, and the Older Americans Act.
What was the Older Americans Act? There will be older Americans!
I don't know.
I insist! They're all too young!
Administered through the East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging. Okay, see, when I read things like this, like that there was an Older Americans Act and there's an Area Agency of Aging, like, I can do anything and make money for it. Like, I fear not for my future at this point.
The Area Agency of Aging, you know? Yeah. Aren't they worried about being confused with Alcoholics Anonymous?
Very possibly. Call Senior Services 328-3313 or 328-OLD-AS-DIRT for reservations to use the Seniors Transit Service.
I have reservations about using the Seniors Transit Service.
Now, I kind of blew my silver bullet load earlier. Mm-hmm. I was going to make a, like, you know, like the how disturbing it would be when someone tried to bring it. Oh, yeah. They came, they saw, they brought milkshakes. Come on in. Don't be sure. There's a lot of people here with milkshakes this week. Wait, it continues to grow. There's like nine people now.
Turn that microphone around.
Oh, yeah. Here, please, have a seat. You can just put the milkshakes down in their reverential space. Is that Kat back there?
Yeah. Hi, Kat.
Hey! Kat's back! She's now the mega fan. Oh, you guys are losing so much ground. Tui, where are you?
Great job on the police blotter this week. I've been keeping up on it.
He actually read it. He's like, yes. I had the police blotter.
Did you read the girl with the ball?
I think I missed that one. No. There was one day that I missed, unfortunately.
Friday.
Okay, I did miss
girl with the ball?
What happened with the girl with the ball?
A 9-year-old girl was playing with a ball in the street, mm-hmm. and a man came by and took the ball and ran away with it. He was 42.
Oh, my God.
Attention, Crime Stoppers. It was Mark. He was driving. He took the ball. Where's my money?
Attention, Crime. Up in Chicago this weekend, there's a dog that was bothering me. It's a load of crap.
Attention, Crime Stoppers. No idea what he's talking about. I'm lost. I'm stunned. There's milkshakes on the table, man, and four girls.
What are your names?
Yeah.
I'm Cindy. I'm Nicole.
Nicole? Cat, everybody
Cat's
knows.
Cat's
well
standing
with.
At that spot.
Yeah. Amanda.
Okay.
Amanda?
Wait, one more time.
Cindy. Nicole.
Cat. Amanda. Cindy, Nicole, Cat, Amanda. I remembered Amanda because it was the last one. I have that kind of memory.
Yeah.
It's all the hoobie-joobies. Kills the short term.
Are you all U of I students?
Yep.
Yeah. What are you studying?
Journalism. Psych. International Studies. Journalism.
So you're just hanging out in Champaign over the summer?
Yep.
Yes. Comatose except for Sundays from 10 to 12. It's exactly what being in Champaign is like.
Are you working? Do you have jobs in the Champaign?
Were you driving back from Rantoul again?
Yes.
Oh.
I was, yes.
Oh, okay.
Because I drive every night.
You didn't
every
know.
Night?
Yeah. Well, not Friday and Saturday nights, but that would be Sunday for June.
Every paper delivery night?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's you.
It's a Herculean
it's
load.
It's dedication right here.
Yeah.
You're the reason we get the Daily Illini.
Yeah.
It wasn't for me. You're like a linchpin. Now I know what a linchpin is, because now I know. Something that holds everything together.
Yeah, me.
It's like in those old movies when the guy'd be running across the train, and then he'd get the bad guy to run to the back of the train, and then he'd swing around the side and then pull that pin.
Watch him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like that. And you make this face.
Kind of like Mission Impossible, where the helicopter comes at him and it just barely misses him. You're like, you're not really like the helicopter blade, but there's a train involved. There is a train involved.
And one of those, in a wacky mishap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Train-related movie I've seen most recently.
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen any other train-related movies.
Where are all the train films?
Where have all the good men gone? Yeah. Where are all the... It's a damn where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds? I'm holding out for a hero. Okay, there's milkshakes. I'm like, kind of like a turtle on his back at this point, in terms of comedy. but not like Gamera, because Gamera would be able to use his rocket butt to turn over.
Well, he's the defender of the universe and friend of children.
He is.
According to the preview I saw.
Sorry. I just like this image of like Gamera hanging out, like playing jacks. Like two kids and this giant radioactive turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool.
Would a giant radioactive turtle take somebody's ball?
Crime Stoppers, it was Gamera. You're on the look. And exactly, that's the kind of thing that Crime Stoppers would send an APB out on. Like, we're looking for a giant radioactive turtle. We can't find him.
He's frequently on the corner of, like, First and Green.
From, like, 3 to 4, but you just can't seem to locate him.
He's wearing a hat sometimes.
And it's just the name Gamera.
Do you have information?
Yeah. I was just thinking that Claytor is a defender of the universe, but also a raging alcoholic, so...
Okay.
It would have been funnier put directly before cut and paste comedy, folks.
Okay. It's
like color forms.
Let's go off to a song right now.
Or maybe 8 of them.
Yeah. We got Milkshake staring us in the basement. I'm very happy.
Yeah. I'm almost going to start crying. Look at me. I'm tearing up.
Thank you very much, everyone.
You're welcome.
And we'll be back. Somebody give us a phone call.
It's almost unnerving to have this many people in the studio. Almost. Yeah. Not quite. Don't apologize.
Actually, you know, we'll get a suggestion from one of them, because the rest of you, you're no good.
Yeah, you're no good.
You're no good. We don't, no. Yeah.
Except for Kurt, you're good.
Yeah, it's all right. But the rest of you.
And Patrick. I'm really sorry about the car. Next time, maybe we can get some of these girls to come pick you up. Huh? Huh, Patrick? I don't know.
All right, 359-9338 if you'd like to know what kind of sandwich we want. Or you got anything else to say? Otherwise, stay tuned, because we'll be back in a little while, as soon as we're done.
Full milkshakes.